Sisters and brothers, in Proudhon's transition strategy of a services bank, where should we put Charlotte and Emily? Remember, Charlotte, law itself should not compel me. I would pay a fine or undergo an imprisonment rather than write for a show and to order, perched up on a platform. That was from Viet. I ask because while I believe we need transition strategies, particularly to encourage our less trusting fellows who may not see that the poetry in our souls released will settle all differences of property between us, all conflicts over ownership of stuff, I also believe that to succumb to the disease quantification toward exchange of equivalencies, which I don't think is where Proudhon's going, is a risk there's no need to flirt with. It seems to me there are three major and interrelated transition difficulties we face: food, big picture decision making, within which we include the threat hierarchy reasserting itself, and property. The first two relate to we commoners. We all gotta eat. And if we haven't thought through decision-making processes, structures, guess what? Guess who's gonna step into that breach? And the last, with the first two, will likely concern what Proudhon calls the proprietors, the capitalists, those who possess capital and land sufficient for generating capital, capital being money that has the purpose of making more money, i.e. accumulation, money devoted to feeding the beast, ever-seekingness. And though Proudhon's reestablishment of our ethical basis is critical for our transition discussions, the establishment of class as a global totalitarian system, the stealth and craft of the power guys, the fact that they've gone into hiding, along with the dramatic expansion of our powers of computing and global intercommunications means, which include our global communications, our exchanges of life energy with the earth, mean we face some circumstances that Proudhon could not foresee or factor into his analysis. And the latter factor means that the role of the bank that he did foresee, in contrast to what the bank does currently. And just for the sake of our discussion and contrast, let's recall what the bank does do currently, both in terms of the official propaganda and in terms of its actual function in a global totalitarian class system. Aren't we told that it's to stimulate economic activity, to get things moving so the economy can grow, quote unquote, and the people, in theory, be fed? So, to get economic activity started, banks print money, lend it out at interest, get more back in return, repeat. And through this process, once class is totalitarian, the earth gets gradually eaten, converted into money and material goods, capital held in private hands that hold ever more of it over time, resulting in extreme wealth disparities. Repeat. Driven by the requirement, expectation that growth must be demonstrated. This is the ideological crutch for power of progress, i.e. the con that this is not just all there is, but the best there is. And the ideological crutch that hierarchy expresses meritocracy. And then there's also the necessary for power, political material underpinning of creating scarcity, ensuring that no resources exist for we the people to use to gain our independence. And so the requirement that more and more earth resources be converted into capital, including us. This is what Emmanuel Wallerstein meant when he said that this, as one of the reasons, one of the reasons why capitalism is doomed is that those rural folk, particularly women and children, that have been used to create the illusion of growth in so-called global South regions, are running out because, for a lot of reasons, including the fact that we don't like being turned into capital, into means, into machinery. So we, in fact, are also part of this machinery called capital. Machinery privatized into fewer and fewer hands, the global state statesman's hands, wearing either their banker or their statesman's hat, busy wielding the economy like a meat cleaver to carve out with a vicious, crude sweepingness, demonstrating the very absence of reason they claim to exemplify. The world they want, that's why it's so infuriating to hear from these guys that our creative energy released from their leash would be chaos. Nothing could be more, quote unquote, chaotic than these guys unleashed on us for 2.5 centuries, hacking away at us while carving the world they want. But what do we want? Have you checked in with your body lately? The result being these guys' absence of reason, that ever more of the Earth's resources, including us, have been concretized, materialized, transmogrified into capital, into the physical forms, money and machinery, physical productive capacity, some of which inevitably must fall idle, including us, as there's limits, mate, said the foreign car shop owner when Colombo suggested he work on his ailing Peugeot. I gotta learn how to spell that word. Wasted a lot of time trying to figure it out. No combination of letters seemed to work. And how did Proudhon describe the bank's providential function? He said that as capital accumulates, profit decreases since an increase of capital calling for more laborers, without whom it remains unproductive, always causes an increase of wages. And in bits of my argument, which I had to snip out for reasons of time, I tried to explain that he was using that nation-state frame. But as we'll learn recall from our Rosa Luxemburg and Marx quotes, it is a global system of eating the earth that has prolonged, quote unquote, capitalism for this long. But there's limits, mate. I wish I could say that right. Whence it follows, says Proudhon, the bank, today the suction pump of wealth, which it continues to be, is destined to become the steward of the human race. Steward, a person whose responsibility is to take care of something. Clearly, this is not the way this is not the way a bank functions currently under class. Recall, Proudhon's concept of the bank sounds very like Kropotkin's description of the economy overall once we are free. Recall that he said, and this is from a PDF you can download free from the blog site of Nascence to End Work, the blog page of the Nascence to End Work website, under the title Peter Kropotkin on the State and the Economy. How Kropotkin would define the authentic economy of a free global humanity. Political economy, says Kropotkin, ought to occupy with respect to human societies a place in science similar to that held by physiology in relation to plants and animals. It must become the physiology of society. It should aim at studying the needs of society and the various means, both hitherto used and available under the present state of scientific knowledge for their satisfaction. It should try to analyze how far the present means are expedient and satisfactory, economic or wasteful, and then concern itself with the discovery of means for the satisfaction of these needs with the smallest possible waste of labor and with the greatest benefit to mankind in general. Would not, unquote from Peter Kropotkin's essay, Modern Science and Anarchism, would not its role, this bank, which is the sort of the monitoring mechanism for the economy, quote unquote, in a free society, although granted we'll need some new words, new language, so as not to drag with us a lot of ugly stuff. Would not its role correspond to that of a doctor with the earth, our mother being, for each of us, our patient? You know, I recall in a previous show some MIT guys lusting after all the billions of brains they could attach sensors to and used for the benefit of the minuscule few. Well, imagine us free. Imagine all of us working together to create a healthy earth and peace and harmony among us. That's our destiny. This means that the role of the bank must change, if we call it a bank. The earth, our mother being, for each of us, our patient. Would we not do this most beautifully and honestly, with the greatest benefits to society? I'll read it as I wrote it. How about that? Would not doing this most beautifully, honestly, and with the greatest benefit to society require the watchful eye and input of all of us? This means that the role of the bank that he did foresee must decentralize while viewing and orienting globally to such a degree that its nature changes entirely, and we may find we need to invent a new term that better conveys its tasks and its role in our lives. Perhaps we should call it the earth, as the earth is our lingua franca, its health our standard in big picture decisions, because what it will do is put in each person's hands globally the monitoring and analyzing and intervention capacity currently reserved for the minuscule few. I mean, truly, my sisters and brothers, do we really need a bank to stimulate us?